Good evening, audio boomers. Hope you are all doing well. Super Bowl 50 has been going on for a while. I guess they had a halftime show a while ago. Personally, I decided to watch the Puppy Bowl. Anyway, not much going on over here. I'm about to try a fruit that isn't exactly new, but it's one that I've never heard of. It's called a tangelo, and what it is it's orange and lemon, or tangerine and lemon, mixed up together. They take orange and lemon seeds and they plant them together. And they also, tangelo is where the juice for Orangeade comes in. So what we did is some lady at church today just randomly came up to me and gave me 4 tangelos. Supposedly they're very easy to peel. It's an orange and a lemon, basically, planted together. So, sort of like, you know how Gregor Mendel was the whole genetic pioneer? You know, they just basically crossbred an orange and a lemon seed. So, never tried a tangelo, but the wonderful lady who's been helping us, she gave us a ride to church today. And when she dropped me off, she sliced up the tangelo. And all the tangelos and put them in a bag. So they're like in little quarter pieces. So I'm about to try a tangelo. It is an orange and a lemon together is what it is. So I'm ripping off a piece of one of the things. And I'm about to put one in my mouth. So it's an orange and a lemon, sweet and sour. Mmm. Interesting. These are pretty juicy. You want to try some, babe?
No, thank you. I gotta go eat my chips and salsa.
Figured as much. As you can probably guess, my husband is not a health person, and neither am I, really, but he hates anything that has to do with fruits or vegetables. He won't touch a vegetable unless it's fried, and he won't eat apple unless it's in an apple pie or an apple fritter. So it has the same texture of an orange and a lemon, but it's very, very juicy. Extremely juicy. I have never tasted that. It's actually very interesting. But yeah, up until today, I've never heard of a tangelo. Very, very strange. So anyway, hubby's outside. He's eating chips and salsa. He's adapting the typical snacking diet that Super Bowl lovers do when they watch the Super Bowl. Only instead of watching the Super Bowl, he either plays stuff on his Victor stream or does whatever. But yeah, a tangelo. Interesting. Anyway, folks, what's up with you guys? I have not done an audio boom in a great while. I survived the first college week. Yay. As far as my math lab, oh boy, there's some interesting stuff that I noticed with math lab. I noticed that this, whatever screen reader you're using, it speaks a lot of stuff phonetically, or it spells out the punctuation rather than just, you know, saying that it's there. There was an interesting part where I was doing some math, an online math assignment, and there was a question where we had to write a number out in word form, or vice versa. So like 5,000, let's just say 394. So you would put 5,394. Everyone knows that. Well, some of the questions were in multiple choice.
Just to let you know, baby, your program's on.
Thanks, son. So some of the questions were in multiple choice. And the interesting thing was that instead of saying the number 5 and then a comma 394, it would say 5 and then it would spell out comma 394, even though on the screen it just had a regular comma. And it was confusing at first because there was a table that said how many museums were in country C, and it would have, oh, it said country upper C. And at first I didn't know what it meant by upper C because it spelled out the word upper, not, you know, uppercase C or capital C. It didn't say that. It said country upper C. And I even showed it to the tech in the DSPS lab, and I even showed it to him where it spells out upper, U-P-P-E-R, and then the word, another letter, instead of capital C. It would say country upper C versus museum C, where it's just the regular lowercase letter. But it confused me for a while because I'm like, what the hell is country upper C? That didn't make sense. So that kind of throws me off. I don't know why it does that. Does anybody know why it does that? Why does it spell out comma instead of just write a comma? I mean, on the screen it shows a comma, so why can't it just put a comma? Why is there a need to write things out and spell things phonetically? Is it the way the math lab is coded? And then another thing is, apparently there is an accessibility mode, surprise, surprise. And I turned it on, and the interesting thing was it would put, you know, where it says, like, if it says 85 in word form, 80-5, it would put an ampersand sign next to the hyphen in accessibility mode. So it changed the way the questions were written. I never understood why it did that. So I don't know. Some of these questions are really strange. So apparently,
1 minute and 54, pause recording, pause recording.
So apparently these Tangelos, I found out, are very rare. You cannot buy them in stores. They are grown, so they're organic. They're very, very rare to find. And that's probably why I've never heard of them. But these are delicious. My dad used to call fruit God's candy. And this indeed. Is some very juicy, delicious candy. If it indeed should be coined as God's candy. So anyway, hope everybody's doing well. For those who are enjoying the Super Bowl, I guess may the best man win, or team in this case. And hope everybody else is doing well. Haven't seen a whole lot of audio boos on my Twitter timeline. This is very sad. I really don't like the direction in which things are going, but we can only work with what we have and give it our best. All right, folks. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks so much for listening. And have a good day. Ooh.
Seconds.
This is good. Later, peeps. Bye-bye.